basically, like, the thing that people, the reason why people hook up when they travel, a lot of the reason is because they miss the comfort, right? So when you're traveling, like we were talking about last night, your tendencies are like, they're forgotten. You like people touching you, like touching your shoulder now and touching your knee, because people miss that touch, right? So when you're traveling for so long and you've just been on a bus, backpacking, whatever, you know, partying, and you haven't had that sort of touch, whether it's a cuddle, whether it's a hug, whether it's a kiss, whether it's a fuck, like, it doesn't matter. So a lot of people I've found, a lot of girls, obviously my guy's perspective, a lot of girls are very open to the idea of hooking up when they travel, as we know, because back home, girls are more labelled to sort of have a reputation if they sleep around. Some girls don't give a shit, you know what I mean, but a lot of girls, if they sleep around, they get a reputation, people know that they're whores, or that's what they find nice. But if guys do it, they get a high five, and it's wrong, really. But when people travel, there's such a like the lack of sort of, no one's really bothered, right? So girls can get away with it, and basically I said many times, and I was actually being serious, like I've been in Southeast Asia, and I talked to girls like, can we just hug tonight, we spoon? And I was being genuinely serious, like I wasn't that bothered about having the sex, and they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, seriously, I'm not that bothered, I just wanted someone to hug. And okay, I'm not trying to say things that didn't escalate to other things, because sometimes they did, of course, but still that sense of sort of touch, and that when you wake up in the morning and you've got someone next to you, and I don't care who you are in the world, that's a nice thing. When that's taken away from you for a long time, everyone misses it. Everyone misses it. So that's a beautiful thing. And you know, people hook up traveling because there's a freedom with it. It's like, oh, you know what, if you hook up with someone tomorrow, you don't know if you're going to see them again, so no one really cares. No one's going to call you, oh, Benny hooked up that guy last night. No one really cares. They're just going to be like, yeah, whatever, you know what I mean? So that's a beautiful thing with travelling, and people fall in love quickly because of that. Because there's also there's the other side where there's a known thing that people fall in love quickly on the road, and the reason why is because if you hang out with someone for a week, that's a month. That's 24 hours a day. You're eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, on tour, waking up, reading, on the internet together, like spooning, sex, whatever. You're all together constantly. If you were to do that in a normal a normal life, living back in Australia, wherever, routine, you have a routine, you work 5 days a week. If you were to do that with someone, you were to see them that intensely, that's like a month of dating. In a week, you do it travelling, and that's the reason why people get so close. And also the novelty, and also the fact that people, when they travel as well, especially, because people generally got money in their pocket, they've got freedom, they haven't really got an end date, so to speak, you know, and they're all in this good place where everything's new, so everything's like a novelty, so everything is happy, so they look at people in the best way possible. They look at people in the happiest way. They don't think of the negatives, they don't want to know about the negatives. They think, oh, this is the person, they look good, they feel good, their personalities are really good, they, you know, they're the same wavelength as me, they're going to the same place as me, we have something in common. All of these elements and factors that bring people closer together, and it's like, it's been going on for years, you know what I mean? Like, and it's an interesting thing, because it happens every time. It happens every time to me.
Of course, it happens to everyone.
It's like, I don't know, it is a beautiful thing as well, but it can be heartbreaking, because when you have to leave and you have to break up, the idea is what we think about most. You know, sometimes it's not practical, and sometimes it doesn't work. We like the idea more. Oh my God, I met this girl on the road, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to live the rest of our lives together, or we're going to go to these exotic places. But a lot of that's the idea. We like the idea, and when we say we miss people when we travel. This is a big thing you'll see on Facebook. You'll see when everyone says it. I say it. You say it. We all say, "Oh, I miss you." But it's not you miss them specifically, really, unless it's someone really important. You don't miss them specifically, you miss the time. And you miss the moment when you met them. You miss the destination. You miss how you felt at the time. That's the biggest thing. And that's all, it's all related to like the love of travel and how you meet people. And it's such a beautiful interaction that you can get. And I mean, you're going to Mexico tomorrow, and I'm sure you're going to, and by the end of next week, you might even be telling me about how something that's like this is happening, because it happens. And it's the idea, it's the story, it's the almost the temporary fairy tale. It's sort of, that's what it is. It's like, this could be forever, but it could not be. But also, you've got something else to look forward to, so you sort of don't really rely on that as the utmost sort of single sort of important thing in your life. You think, this could happen, but if it doesn't, I'm still going to travel. So you still feel good about it, you're open to it. So that's just the way it is. Anyway, but it's part of traveling, and that's the way it is.